Then the Gemara says, Lishnachrina, another lush, another way to learn is like this, that Makif v'nikifika benayu, that true, the difference between the Tanakama and Reb Yaisi is whether the Makif or the Nikif did it. And it's like this, Tanakama sovar im godar Makif es harivias nami yoivle. The Tanakama holds that not only if the Nikif does it, but even if the Makif, even if just the outside one, now goes and builds up the fourth wall, also the inside one has to pay him for all four walls. Because now he's having enjoyment from it, he has to pay him. But I'll tell you what, this is the Chiddush, that the base is going Lekula now, for Yad Yaisi Savar, Emo Mad Nikif, Begodera Servias, Hu De Yoiv Lei. Only if the inside one, the Nikif, if he now gets up and builds the fourth wall, then he has to chip in for the first three walls. You know why? The Goli Daiti shows us clearly that in his mind, the Nichle, that he's happy with the first three walls, since he himself went now and built up the fourth wall. Avulim Godam Makif, but if the Makif is the one that makes the Mechitza, Lo Yoyiv Lo Midi, then the Makif does it, Rabbi Yossi holds, he doesn't have to pay anything. Lo Yoyiv Lo Midi. So, Kitza, that's the Machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. Now the Gemara says, Runya Akfe Ravina Meyaba Ruchaisav. Ravina, Runya lived in the middle, and Ravina had his property was on the four sides of it. Rashi says, Dalit Soda is Hoyle Ravina, Sevivois Abba Mitzara Sharunya, the Godron. Ravina had the four lands around Runya's middle land, and Ravina now built up four walls, four mechitzas on all four sides. Omale, so now Ravina said to Runya, Havli, Kama de Gadri. I want you to pay me, chip in. Listen, I build up four walls for you. You have enjoyment. Pay me here for the price. Lo yoyiv lei, he didn't want to pay him. Nothing doing. Runya didn't want to pay. Then Ravina said, okay, but listen. Havli agar nitirusai. At least, no, he said, and then havli lefi kanem bezoil. So at least pay me how much a cheap wall would cost. Don't pay me how much I paid, but pay me for a cheap wall made out of reeds. Lo yoyiv lei, again, Runya said no. So then Ravina said, listen, Havli aga nitirusai, at least pay me how much you would have had to pay a watchman to watch this field. Lo yoivle, again, Runya said no, as if to say, I have no enjoyment from you, I do not care if somebody watches my field or not, I don't want to pay you. So the Maestro of the Gemara says now, Yoy mechoda, one day, have you called Goda Dikli, that Runya was inside his field, picking off the palms, picking off the dates, off the palm tree. So, Oma Leila Rise. So now Ravina said to his own Oris, or to Runya's Oris, his worker, Zil Shoki Minei Kibura, the Yahini, go take away from him a cluster of dates. Rashi says, Yoy Mechod Avi Godar, Runya Hayagoyde tomorrow Midekel Shebesodeyu. Runya was pulling off dates from his palm tree. So Ravina told his Oris, Kibura the Hini. Eshkol shall tomorrow mishal Runya b'fonav. He told his Zoras, go and take away now one cluster of dates from Runya. So, Ozal, so Ravina's Zoras went, Lasuya, he went to bring him a cluster of dates. So when Runya saw him coming, Ramel Beikhali started to yell at him. Rashi says, Goya by Runya b'arisad Ravina. Runya yelled now at Ravina's Zoras, and as if to say, don't come into my field. So, Omalei, so now Ravina said, to Runya, listen, Gol is Daitcho, you show me now clearly that in your mind, that you're very happy with this fence. In other words, you don't want people coming into your field. You get nervous when Mayoris comes into your field. So you show me clearly that you're happy with the fence, with the wall. If so, you are having enjoyment from me. If so, lo yehei ele izi, the alma. Like even on a tzad, you're not afraid of Ganovim, but I call upon him izim, goats could come into your field and eat up your field. Or you should be afraid of that. Miloy Borna Tirusai, won't you need to pay a watchman to watch that people or goats don't come and eat? So the kids said, the fact that I built up a wall for you gives you enjoyment. Omalei, so Runya said back, Easy Biyama Lav Liachluye Boy. That listen, just easy, all I have to do is just yell at them. I'll give out one scream and they'll run away, so I don't have to pay any money for that. Omalei, so Ravina said back to him, But Vulay Gavra Boy is the Michlullah. Don't you need a watchman there to yell at them, True, all you have to do is just yell at them, but that much you have to have a watchman there. In other words, the kids say, you are having enjoyment from my four walls, I want you to pay for them. So what happened now was, Osla came with the Rava. So they brought Runya in front of Rava. Omalei. So Rava told Runya, listen, Zil Faisei, Bamaydi Fais. Go ahead and appease Ravino, like take advantage now and pay him the least amount that he'll accept. Because he made you a very good offer. He told you before, all you have to pay him is just for a watchman. It's very cheap. Because you know, Viloi, because if you're not going to pay for that, Danina Lacha Dina Kravuna. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi that I'll give you a lacha like Ravuna said before, that you have to pay the May how much the walls are worth, and you'll have to pay much more than that. That's what Ravuna said. Ravuna was the one that said you have to pay the May together. So therefore, if you're not going to pay the cheaper price now, I'll soon paskin for you that you're going to have to pay him the more expensive price. You'll have to chip in half of the value, how much he spent on those walls, because that is the halacha. So therefore, Rava told this Runya, be careful now, fast. Go like an appease Ravina and let him accept the cheaper price. Because otherwise, you'll have to pay him the more expensive price, how much the walls really costed him. Now the Gemara says, Runya zovin aryo amitzred Ravina. Runya bought fields on the nature, on the boundaries of Ravina fields. So comes out, Runya so far owned the middle field. Around his field on all four sides, Ravina owned it. Now Mashman, there was a sale on a property outside Ravina, and now Runya went and bought it. So sub Ravina thought to himself, Lesluke, I have a right to tell Runya, like, you had no right to buy that property. Mishum dina de mitzvah, because that's the law of a neighbor. If you own a piece of property and right next to you it goes on sale, you have a right to be first to buy it. Because since you're a neighbor, you have a right to get that field also. There, Runya came like and wanted to buy the field. So really, Ravina thought he has a right to throw Runya away, as if to say, you can't buy it. I have first rights. Or Malay Rav Safra Bredu Rav Yeba, Le Ravina told him back, no. Amri Inchi, people say like this. Arba Litzol, you have to pay $4 for the skin. And Abba Lesola, for the person that cleans the skin, you have to pay him $4 also. It's a big shal exactly, what did he mean to say? Rashi has a few pshat in here. One pshat Rashi says is, Ani Shemati Tzeleratza means a tanner. Only a poor man. Tzeleratza Noshen, a rich man. Vekach Omoloi, that's what they said to him. Arba Kikroi Srichon Ratzon Oni Lemlechas Beitzai, Liyam Kimosh Srichon Liyoshir. Vizeroni Hevei. The kids to the pshat was that they both need $4. And Runya happened to be a poor man, so since Runya was a poor man, so therefore leave him alone. Like, you have a right to take it, I'll do it in the Bar Mitzvah, but he has a right to take it because he's a poor man, therefore let him go. Then Rashi has another pshat to me, to Kitzur, there was a reason there why Ravina does not have a right to get it, Mishum Dina the Bar Mitzvah. Then Rashi says, Lishna, Achrina, Rashi says, Linira, Dalal Tzelen Dal Kikras means Tzorach Lavda and Oni, but Dalal Tzelen Kamarche and Dalal Tzorach Avda and Osher, or Moshalu, Kenegad Runya, Shoyloi Soda Achas, the pshat here was that since Runya owned the middle field, so now to buy a field right outside Ravina's field is also called close to him. So true, you're a closer neighbor, but since Runya is also a neighbor nearby, he also has a right to keep it. So the kids over here, it was right for Runya to buy that outer field. Now the Mishnah says, Koisel Chotzer Shenochel. Here we go back to more about like our first Mishnah, where you had Shutfim own the Chot together, and they made a Chalukah, they divided it up, so we pass him Mishum Din, Mishum Hezek Riyah, they have to build up a wall. And they built up the wall. Just later on, that wall fell down. So Allah is now Mechayov in Noisal of Noisai. We forced them to rebuild it up again, Adar Bamas, up until Dalad Amas. That's how much takes away Hezek Riyah. Like we're afraid one may look into the other and bother him. So once the wall is built up 4 amas tall, that stops Hezek Riyah. Even though at the beginning maybe the wall was 10 amas tall, but now it falls down. And one shutif, one partner does not want to build it up again so high, he has the right to say nothing doing. I'm only going to build it up 4 amas and not higher. So Mishnah says, Becheska shenosan achiyavarayish lenosan. So now they build up this wall again. Now one shutif comes and says, listen, I build it up myself, and you have to pay me money. And the other one says, no, listen, when you build it, we build it together, I paid you already. The locker is, we believe the second one, because it's Becheska shenosan. Because since the locker is, you have to build it together, most probably the first one will not build it, unless the second one is paying. So therefore, Stamazah is Techeskas, they both pay together. Achiyovi Rayish Lenosan. Unless you could prove it that you did not receive money yet. What's going to be though? Midalad Amasulamalan. Let's say one of them wants to rebuild it 10 Amas tall. So Locher is, Ein Lachiyovi Noisai. We can't force the other one to chip in. If you want to build it up now, 10 Amas, very good. So the first 4 Amas, they have to chip in together. That's the Hezek Riyah. But if one guy wants to build it up higher, he could do it himself, but the other one doesn't have to pay. Now, what's going to be though? So machloi koisel achar. Let's say later on, the other one, the second one that did not chip in, on his chotza now, he builds up a wall next to this wall, 10 amas tall. So now, we see that really he's happy, the fact the first wall is 10 amas, because he plans to put a tikra like a roof across to make shade on the bottom. So the fact he built up a second wall now, 10 amas tall, that shows us that he's happy with the first wall being so high. So therefore, even before the second one puts the roof across his new wall, and the first wall is 10 amas tall, right away, we tell the second one, listen, the fact you build up the second wall next to the first one, also 10 amas, that shows us that you're happy with this first wall. You're happy with the 10 amas. Therefore, now that you're happy, you're having enjoyment from it, you're going to have to chip in. So you're going to have to also pay half of the expense of those 6 amas.